Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, every Monday on the program, the journey, the difficulties, the challenges, the travails of an entrepreneur. And starting a business often begins with a simple idea and lots of determination. And I'm joined tonight by Tsepiso Sibisi, who's the founder of Mwari Pizza House. It's a unique pizzeria operating out of her grandmother's garage in Kwatima. Tsepiso's journey, I read, from unemployment to entrepreneurship, you're about to hear, is both inspiring and instructive. So, Tsepiso, welcome to you. What inspired you to start this business, particularly given the difficulties you knew you were going to face, and also, I guess, a fairly competitive food market?
That's true. I think for me, what propelled it was really being in a tough situation, and I think like experiencing what a lot of like young people in this country are experiencing: a lot of retrenchment, unemployment, or just the inability to get into the workspace. So for me, it was solving a problem. I figured I had been working in construction for the last 4 years at the time, and I just wasn't finding work, and I had to go back home. And having to do that, I had to think of what I could do to sustain myself. I set, you know, my family down, my sisters, my cousin, and I just asked how they could support me in this journey. And we then decided to do food. But because you're in the township, there's quite a lot of like, is a sort of palette that a lot of people are attracted to, but I just didn't feel like there's nothing new that I could bring in that space. But I do love pizza, and I think it's just a great meal that brings people together. And so I suggested that's what we do. And yeah, since 2018, that's what we've been doing.
Now, launching a business, obviously, as I mentioned at the start of our conversation, comes with difficulties. What were some of the early ones that you faced, and how did you overcome them?
I think probably the biggest one is that you have an idea, but you don't really know how to get it off the ground. And also just the planning and the organization around how to bring an idea to life. So I think that was probably the first challenge. But because of passion, it just we just did it anyway. One was just having the amount of money to be able to buy the things that you need, the equipment to be able to do the business. And also just introducing something new in a space that would not normally like identify with the product. So there was a lot of convincing, a lot of like tastings. It's just a lot of things that we had to do to kind of encourage people to try out what we're doing, because no one really expects like pizza in a township. So I think that was probably one of the biggest challenges, other than obviously resources and getting the idea off the ground.
Do you remember the first pizza that you made and sold?
It's almost as if like I was I'm in that kitchen, you know, I'm in my grandmother's kitchen, and we then decide, they eventually actually give in to me convincing them that I think pizza would be a great idea. We just go on Google and YouTube, and I looked at it and I'm thinking, this seems very simple. That's easy enough to do it. So we put pool money together, about 100 rand, and then we go and buy the ingredients. We come back and we try it out in the kitchen. It's one of the best memories that I have of all time. Just seeing it kind of being cooked in the oven, tasting it, and just realizing that it can be done, you know? So yes, I do. I do remember that feeling and that first pizza.
What was the topping and what did it taste like?
It was so basic. It was really bad, to be honest with you. In that moment, it felt like it's one of the best things I've tasted, but it was the dough, it was the sauce. The sauce wasn't that great, but the toppings were veggies, because we couldn't really get meat at the time. So it was green peppers, was mushrooms, and some tomatoes.
Oh, sounds pretty delicious to me. It really does. Now, you said, and this is the interesting bit, you come from a construction background. You mentioned not knowing how to make the pizza. You said that a lot of it was just, trial and error and YouTube. Mm.
Correct. I think that social media, the internet, is a great tool for anyone to use to access resources and information that you would normally probably have to pay thousands and thousands of rands to do. And it's more of a you thing, like it's how much you want it and how much you can push yourself to be able to do the thing. But yeah, it literally changed my life in a way that I cannot describe. The information is out there. You can, you know.
There's no doubt that starting a business with limited capital can be daunting. So you spoke about reaching out to your circle to finance your startup costs. What advice would you have for others who might find themselves in a similar position?
I think the resources are out there. This, again, the small circle of people who do really, because people at that stage are not really buying into the product. I think everyone is aware that you're not really sure what you're doing. But it's the relationships that you build, it's the people that you connect with, and the story that you are able to communicate behind what you're trying to do. So I think build networks, build people, build relationships, and I think that can push you further than you could imagine. But there are, you know, places that you can access that are willing to fund ideas, are willing to support people in the very early stages of the business. So government organizations and agencies, but also private sector. So I think the ability to just kind of search for the resources, connect with other entrepreneurs, go to spaces where other people are doing these things that you want to do. I think that makes a whole difference. But yeah, the idea, I think, build the community and build the networks and the relationships. I think that goes a long way.
So I would say that telling the story, as you put it, is all part of the marketing, but you're not going to succeed unless you get your pricing right.
It's such a tough thing because, I mean, we are going through like really difficult economic times. But yeah, the pricing thing is something that I struggled with for quite a while because I think that a lot of times we're pushed and propelled by passion and the product. And you think if I can just get this pizza to be exactly, to look exactly what I think it should look like. But ultimately, whether you're making profit or not is the determiner whether you'll be sustainable or not. So yes, find the right people, ask the questions, search for the information, and just figure out a way to make sure that you're not undercharging, but you're also, you know, you're giving value for what people are paying you. So, yeah.
And you've moved on from green peppers and mushrooms and tomatoes. You offer pizzas now with what you term as an African flair. What sets your pizzas apart?
I think that South Africans, we don't necessarily identify ourselves as foodies, but I think that South Africans have such a great option and variety to test out different foods from around the world. We're lucky in that way. But authentic South African tastes, I think, are a big thing. I think that for us, our pizzas, they represent that. We do everything using wood fire. So everything is using flames, it's using natural kind of elements. That's a big part of our conversation. We are also then speaking to, you know, tastes and that, you know, South Africans have grown up with. We have pizzas, for example, like it's got wild spinach. We call it morojo, which is a traditional South African dish where it's spinach, tomatoes, onions, you know, really great flavors, but on a pizza. We have even a pizza where it was very popular, where we have a gota. So just coming, bringing in like the township sort of element as well, because food does evolve and it represents the people who consume it. So yeah, we try to incorporate South African tastes and African kind of palates, but we also do are able to make a great margarita with great cheese and base and so. So we're trying to blend these two worlds, a very European dish. It's not very South African or African in that sense, but then we fuse it with some of our tastes and smells and touches. So yeah, I think we've got something going. We are for the South African market. We are for, you know, the local person who likes really authentically made food with a great story. But also we, you know, we want to appeal to people who do come from other countries and are like, hey, what would it look like to taste a pizza from someone in Africa? So yeah, we're trying to bridge those two worlds.
Well, Tsepiso, that noise you hear in the background are the stomachs of myself and my engineer, Ed, that are grumbling at the moment. It sounds absolutely delicious. We wish you nothing but success in your forward journey. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight. At Tsepiso Sibisi, founder of Mwari Pizza House. It operates in Kwatima.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.